When last we left our little gang of detectives, they were following some clues they had picked up on earlier in the investigation. They went to Klein's gym, questioned its inhabitants, and a former training partner of Slizarro, who seemed to not be aware of what they were up to, but was very emotionally distraught, finding out that their training partner and friend was lying to them for a very long time. After finding out a few more bits of information from the other people there, they went to the second location given to them by Petrovago, an underground fighting ring of sorts hidden beneath a meat freezer at a DeLuca's Prime Cuts. I lack the words to describe what happened in that meat cellar.
It was a paradise of a mess.
Detective work.
Yeah.
Detective work.
Professionals at work.
Yeah. So you guys got a meeting with an individual named Grace, who appeared to be in charge of this fighting pit circuit, whatever you want to call it, who you had a quick meeting with, were very successfully able to buy drugs and then exited
we
the building.
You bought a drug.
You bought a single unit of drugs, one please.
Because we had no other money.
It's all you could afford. Otherwise, you would have gotten loaded up. You guys exited the building, and after a little bit of scuttling around, the keen eye of Fitzgerald noticed, and I did notice, it is pretty dark, it is nighttime as you guys are doing this, but there was a lone pigeon following you around, which was suspicious at night, but you did pick up on it with your keen eyes, and the bird was swiftly murdered as Tay let out their last gambit, snuck around the building, got up behind it, broke its neck, and it turned into dust and feathers and glimmering light, leading you to believe it was probably somebody's familiar. So, there are no birds that you can see. You assume that was the only one. It is nighttime. There are not naturally birds occurring at this time of night.
With the exploding into magic, Fitz is like, I don't think they're going to be there for much longer. Having a familiar suddenly tends to get those who cast it quite skittish. Either we go back or we...
You want us to go back?
Either they leave or they stay.
I mean, even at this point, right? They find out that we're Bastions, you know? We got what we needed.
They seemingly can move wherever they need to as many times as they need to, as long as we stay on their trail. But we have a bit of evidence. But I don't think it's a really good idea to go down into a fighting ring with all kinds of performance enhancement drugs.
Let them come to us, assault on Precinct 13 style, you know? Like, let us fend off our base like we would anything else. If anything, we have home field advantage. You want to bust back into the meat shop? Fight Micah?
Shut up.
Fight that guy Micah. Was awesome.
It's also possible that we might not track this person down at all. I mean, a familiar is, unless I have my magic wrong, pretty hard to track. And if they're not people from the shop, then...
I'm just saying that those are our options. I'm not saying we should go to do one or the other. I'm just saying that they might be skittish.
Maybe we split up and you guys can go fight the underground drug cartel and I'm going to go to bed. I think that's a fair and equal exchange.
And break.
Yeah.
That's an interesting exchange, I will admit.
Okay. If we leave this to vote, mine is we let it blow over and see what the repercussions come out to, because I am sure that we cannot make assumptions at this time.
I mean, they don't know which office or base we're located at the very least. I say that the best course of action, especially for a place chocked full of all kinds of fighters and all kinds of drugs, we would need backup. This seems like it would be a whole sting operation.
Unless you're that kind,
saying go into the base. I'm saying stake it out.
Oh, that is much different than I thought.
Yes.
I was like, I thought we were going to arrest the whole, you know, whole system. But that's, I mean, we've been up for quite some time. It is pretty dark out.
You sleepy?
Yes.
You got the yawns?
One of you does have a level of exhaustion.
Look at that, B.
Evie is still pale.
It's pretty impressive because.
Did you eat that orange we gave you, by the way?
Did I get an orange?
Yeah, we got you an orange.
I am very tired, but I'm down for anything. You know, my whole thing for this is like research. And I'm interested in everything that anyone wants to do. So, is that helpful?
Is it helpful?
Evie, your enthusiasm knows no bounds. Tay, what do you think?
Hey, guys, let's not make a mockery of the voting system right before election day. Come on, guys.
This is entrapment.
Let your voices be heard.
This is entrapment.
It's not a thing.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Don't be like my character.
If everyone thinks we should rest, we'll rest. That's a good move. If we can pick up the trail, we can pick up the trail later, hopefully. But people are tired. I'm not going to go forcing people to work. We don't have the resources. You're right. So we use what we have, tell the captain, get advice.
And if nothing else, we still have multiple sources that knows where these types of sources are, you know, that led us here in the first place.
And maybe another trip to Mrs. I don't know what they use.
Mixed Trivago.
Dr. Trivago, I think it's the title.
And maybe.
Please respect it.
I'm trying. It's real hard. If anything, we can go back to Trivago and see if they know any updates.
I mean, I'll be totally honest with you. Everyone I've ever introduced to Trivago never wants to go back to see him. So I'm sure you'll be a fan of more company.
That's good.
I can't imagine why.
The North Star quivers in the night sky.
Pings. The quest marshaker pings.
Oh, okay. So the decision is to rest either at your respective homes or at HQ if you live there.
I'm going to go to HQ. I moved in that morning.
I do not want to bring anyone back to where my parents live, so I will. I will go sleep in HQ. Take me instead.
Sounds good. So you're all going back to HQ.
Yeah. Okay. I think I might be feeling a little antsy. I might go sleep in the woods.
As opposed to the roof?
No.
Aren't the woods like an hour away?
They're a good walk and a half.
They're shorter for me.
What's that mean?
It means 2 hours out of a 4-hour walk.
Mm. Yay.
But you can do it if you want to. It's not, you know, midnight. It's just...
Sure.
Nighttime. So you can make your way there, rest it up.
Will I get in exhaustion trouble if I do that? Because if so, I'll just go to the...
No, you have a camp there. I'm not going to say you're... Okay. You know, you can get adequate rest in the woods because you're not sleeping in, like, the boughs of a tree.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
As much as you say you don't have a home, you have a home in the woods.
I have one. They just won't deliver any mail to it. It's so rude.
It's not a legal address.
Put an address on it and find a mail carrier who wants to go into the enchanted, dangerous woods.
Amen.
You know, I'd rather not. The woods are not really my thing. More power to you. I'd like to sleep in my own bed tonight. Well, my work bed.
Easy enough to get a night's sleep. You know, 3 out of the 4 of you are at the office in the morning. Evie, find to make your way over. First thing, after a night's rest, you do lose your exhaustion point.
Yay.
Congratulations. Does anyone have anywhere they want to go in the morning before going to the office, or y'all just staying at the office and regrouping after last night?
Yeah, I'm fine regrouping for sure.
Yeah, I'm fine with regrouping.
Okay. As you headed back to the office, Fitz, you didn't see any more of those birds. You, with a more kind of paranoid eye, you made damn certain no one in your group was being followed.
Yeah.
No one was observing your group move around. Even like people who are unassociated with that event, you made sure they didn't necessarily know where they were going. So,
like, honestly, after the 4 hours, he might have even gone back to like scope out the place. If that's a scene. And
if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Honestly, yeah, he would have.
Okay. Go ahead and make me a stealth check.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to use a point to get myself advantage on this.
Oh, have hell
you?
Yeah.
Did you tell any of us you were going, or did you just go?
Just went.
Okay. Damn.
That's a 14.
14 on stealth?
Yeah, roll well.
It's hard to sneak around when there's almost nobody on the streets,
mm-hmm.
especially in these back alley, like side roads of Champions Row. There's not a lot of foot traffic in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
But you can easily approach that building. You can see that the curtains are drawn. There is some dimmer light behind DeLuca's exterior windows,
mm-hmm.
But not like the full "we're open for business" kind of lighting.
Yeah. Honestly, he just pretty much stakes out the place, seeing if any traffic or business comes through, observing the surrounding buildings, just doing the detective-ish, just to like scope out the place, see if anything changes.
Okay.
Hears anything. Sees any ghosts.
Right? See a ghost of a pigeon.
Oh, fuck.
No. But as you're sitting there for probably about 20, 30 minutes, just watching the building, from the chimney mm-hmm. that comes out of the roof, you do very faintly hear some like scratching noises, and then this sort of like of a bird head just poking out of the chimney, and then it just flies away from the building in a southeasterly direction, away from where you guys know your little hideout to be.
Yeah, away from us. Okay. I think once he sees the bird is out and about, that's time to get kind of scarce-ish or hide a little mm-hmm. bit better.
Yeah.
Just to get out of there.
Make your way back?
The way back.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. You head back in the morning. Everyone is just sort of awakened and regathered themselves.
I wanted to do something before we went to bed, actually.
Oh!
It's nothing like super like roleplay-esque. It's just I know that I discussed this feat with you before, but when we last took feats, I took the poisoner feat and I wanted to flavor it to try to see if I can like maybe have advantages on instead of making poisons, I wanted to like I guess dissect them.
Sure.
So I can spend like one or both of those uses to just basically just run experiments. See if I can at least deduce like any type of symptoms or any type of like ingredients that I can maybe try, and I can roll for this too, like however you want to do this.
I would say if you actually have the poisoner's feet, go ahead and make me either medicine or investigation to see if you can try and figure out anything more about the your ill-gotten gains.
Okay, and that's just a straight roll, like no advantage or anything, right?
I would give you advantage. Yeah, go for it.
Oh, cool beans. 20.
Ooh.
23.
Investigating this vial with a combination of your previous experience with, you know, poisons of your kind, with the previous experience with this specific medicine, or whatever it was intended to be, and also like the use of your arcane understanding of poisons and being able to detect certain elements of them. This is the same strain of whatever sort of hormone you found connected to that warehouse. It is of a similar make. There are some very slight differences to it that either weren't present in that batch or were added after it was created. So there are some elements of whatever this is that are additional to what you found in that warehouse.
So I could go ahead and deduce that under the KSC, instead of just the giant growth hormone, this would be the giant growth hormone that's asterisked, probably like a more advanced or concentrated version of it, possibly.
No, because you would have also probably picked up on that while you were at the warehouse where both of them were made. So you could cross that possibility out. this seems like something was done to it at Grace's place. Whatever he does to it after he receives it, he probably does something to add to it or change it in some way.
Could I try to like reverse engineer and like try to like use these uses to try to like mix some things and see if I can like remake it?
You could
like
try.
Not now, but like later.
Just... That would be more like a long-term project rather than just like a night of studying. But yeah, you can try and start that.
I'm gonna start like that process of like trying to come up with like ingredients, like what I think would, what I know about poisons, like what has any types of enhancement things versus not, and like just trying to like basically do some like reverse engineering, like math and like crossing things out.
Okay.
That would be a long-ass experiment, but that'd be cool.
Sounds good. So, you all awake in the morning, regroup at your office. Day 3 on the job. Almost nothing has happened yet.
You're doing so good.
What a sleepy city. So, what's going on? What's everyone looking to do? What are you guys going to discuss? I know the conversation was sort of cut short because everyone was tired.
Everyone was so sleepy. Out of character, I want to like regroup on like, where are we? What are we doing? What is our next move? Like, we know that we have found the place where the drugs were possibly obtained. Mm-hmm. We have discovered a fighting ring there.
Mm-hmm.
What's our next move after that?
I thought Fitz wanted to go kill everybody inside of the underground.
Yeah. No, well, I wanted the stakeout.
Out of character. Okay.
Out of character. well, now the plan is like we talk to our captain, tell them what we found, see if they have advice, and then maybe I go back. I don't know, like,
mm-hmm.
like because that's the hook right there. It's dangling right around our faces
for sure. And we've solved the murder, so yes. Like our goal right now is to take down an entire drug ring.
At least part of it. Section, yes.
Yeah, we're allowed to continue investigating the drugs as long as like whenever we get a next case, then that takes precedent. I think that
makes sense.
We were instructed on
tight.
Okay,
we still haven't interrogated any of the people that we took into custody.
Well, that's for Dwell Harbor to do that.
Well, no, we still have clearance. We just have to send a notice in advance.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. That is true. Day 3 on the job.
I'll file a notice. I love filling out paperwork.
Wow, that is really good. See, we balance each other out. This is what we... Oh, Fitz, welcome back. I don't know where. Did you... All right, Fitz, welcome back. Good to see ya. Good to see ya. Is anyone else's bed moving at night?
What?
Mine moves. No? It squirms. It has woken me up like 3 different times.
Oh, sorry. That might have been a Kaita. I think she was sniffing around for any scrap food.
And that's case number 2 solved. All right. Hey, see, we're pretty good at this.
Wait,
also,
are we sure
I want to say.
That's the solve for the case.
Do we have to look out for every pigeon we come across now? Because I'm serious. I have seen thousands upon thousands of pigeons in my life. This is why I didn't. I should have gotten to magic. I really should have. There's so much stuff you can do with it. I don't know.
I can get you into magic.
I don't want to. I just not like I barely got my grade 10. I'll be totally honest with you. And it's just because like it's not for me. It's not for everyone, sure. Right? I thought I was gonna get into trades, which I kind of am, right? But like, and you know, then it like hits when you get into like an adult, and then people are using magic in cool ways and stuff, and now I gotta worry about pigeons spying on me. You know, like
I would say that you don't really have to worry about like study. If you're a cleric, but that's not true for my guy.
Oh, yeah, so. I guess there's... Oh, God, I cannot stand a sorcerer at a party, let me tell you. Every time a sorcerer walks in, I've been imbued with magic for my life. I cannot stand him. How about you go read a book for once? How about you go read a book, all right? I can't...
I guess it's in my blood or something. I don't know.
What?
Well, to answer your question, you shouldn't do that or you will drive yourself crazy. Trust me, I've seen enough cadets do that. In for a lifetime,
I would drive myself crazy opening the book. I can't do it. I'm don't, sorry. Don't. I just like you throw me like you throw me like a good I can't make any references to the real world. Jarny B. Jarns book. I can fly through that with colors, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I think
I can't, like, because it's also, you know, it's written in
what
the textbook format.
What was your favorite Jarny book?
Oh God,
It's the one where she wanted to become a janitor.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Sad ending though.
Yeah.
Well, did she not get the job?
Tragedy.
Did she not get the job? What happened?
The author went on a hiatus after that one.
No,
that was crazy.
Yikes. Terrible.
Swiftly moving in.
Oh, also, I probably would have, like, conveyed, I think both me and Eamon would have conveyed all that we had seen while there, and, like, the process that we went through to get down there. The fact that there were multiple other jugs, that Grace was, like, a little bit more protective on his list.
Okay.
I would have conveyed all of that.
Sounds good.
I also would let them know that what I picked up on with my investigation of, like, they're adding things to it in this particular location.
Oh.
This is not the same. It's similar, but it's not the exact same as the one that we've been detecting. So it seems like this elf has free rein, possibly, to add his own things to it, or he might be going against orders to add his own things to it. And
were you able to determine what kinds of things he was adding, or?
Not yet. It's I'm going to have to try to reverse engineer this formula.
Chili
it's
pee.
Incredibly difficult.
Well, I guess, like, I mean, I don't know truly how drugs are made, but maybe it's like a thing like, listen, if there's, you know, some kind of identifiable way, people know that there are sellers in certain regions. That's why they add something. I don't know.
Every dealer has their own brand, so maybe this is just another one of those cases. We don't know until you figure that out. I say as we enter the box to talk to Captain.
Oh, right.
Incorrect.
Oh, shit.
So you guys head to the box?
I mean, yeah, that's
is that what you're...
Yeah, that's where the captain was, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's where you know him to be. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her...
Oh, sorry. I thought you went to director. I don't know why I thought you said director. Because that's the only person you've ever talked to besides that one time you met your captain.
Yeah. Day three, baby.
Yeah. So you're going to meet your captain.
Yes.
As you are exiting your building, Fitz, you probably would pick up on this first.
Mm-hmm.
But it's directed towards Eamon.
Oh, God.
And Tay.
Okay.
As you hear a voice from an alley across the street say, "Excuse me, I was wondering if you could direct me to someone named Ilamo and Un. I think we have some unfinished business to discuss."
I will stop in my tracks and I'll go. Anybody else feel kind of frosty in here?
Are we outside of the box?
No, no, we're
outside, directly outside of your
HQ,
HQ, the place you slept.
Oh, lovely.
What angle are we about to do?
Do you look in that direction, or are you just sort of like?
Yeah, no, I do 100% freeze for sure. Okay. I do freeze for sure.
I'll look over.
As you turn towards the alley, you do see the figure of Grace dressed similarly to how they were yesterday. These long, sort of elegant pinstriped suit underneath that coat cloak is what I found out that's referred to as. But you do see him standing directly behind that, like, completely square-shaped tiefling. Just standing between you and him, leaning up against the side of the building nearby.
And we're still just, like, walking right outside the door of our HQ.
You've literally just all culminated outside the door of the building you sleep in.
I'm gonna, like, just glance back through the door, and as I turn to approach them, Ikaitza is gonna walk out with me. So he showed us his familiar. I'm showing him mine. So
Wonderful.
She's going to come up with me.
And I would need all of you to make me a perception check.
Ruh-roh.
Will be difficult.
All of us?
If everyone who wants to. Let me put it that way. If you don't want to, feel free to fail it. I love that.
Oh my God. Feel free to fail it. It's crazy.
Yeah, no worries. I did.
Oh, no!
Nine. Sick. Nine.
15.
You gotta remember, 15. That's like average for me.
I know. We're on a curve.
I'm putting this dice away. This is the third time I've rolled a 9 on that.
Sarah, what'd you
get? I got 15.
15, okay. Sarah?
That was a natural one.
Damn.
Yeah, let's go. We're back, baby. Reverse the curse. Fitz, what'd you get?
24.
Somewhere in the ballpark of 30? Ah, yeah, we're so close.
In the ballpark of 30.
I got my passive perception.
No, that's good. So I would say that with a 24
mm-hmm.
and a 15, you would both notice there are more people around you. This is not just the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Tay, go for it. I mean, you gotta don't notice it. I know we're on a curve, but it's still kind of low. You got like a C minus.
No, I'm sorry. You're right. I do not know that. I'm sorry.
Tay, with a 15, you notice that on the building next door to the left, there is an individual with this long blade sort of leaned up beside them against the wall, just sort of sitting there casually, just hanging out, trying to look nonchalant, but they look pretty identical to this square guy. It's like seeing Arnold Schwarzenegger just walking around in the mall. It's like, that guy's not supposed to be here. What's that? Yeah. What's going on there? And Fitz,
mm-hmm.
with your 24, you notice that individual. And you also notice two archers hiding on the roofs of the opposite side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
What do I see?
You see Eamon looking confused.
There are like four pigeons on the roofs right now.
There are four pigeons. One of them looks real angry and familiar.
And has
angry.
It's got a scar right here on its chest where an arrow just exited.
Scary.
I love the lore we give.
There's only two of them. I think we can take
them. I love the lore we give animals in this show.
Hell yeah. I'll never let them escape. Honestly, Dungeons & Dragons does some horrible things to animals.
Oh, hell yeah.
Anyways. This situation unfurls itself before you.
Yeah.
So how are you guys going to interact with it? Because you guys still haven't responded to
and seen.
Yeah. Well, hello there. Grace, it is so good to make your accompaniment one more time. It's me, Nome Alamo. I see you brought your companion Brick again. Good to see you, Brick.
But she's like, how's it going? Nice to see you guys again. And Grace says, shut the fuck up. He immediately tries to like walk past and look like that didn't bother him, the fact that this guy's so stupid. He's like, well, Nome Alamo. You see, I figured that wasn't a real accent. I thought I would just see where you would go if you were let free of the basement, and wouldn't you know it, I saw you speaking to the famed walking corpse, Fitzgerald.
Okay, I know he looks a little unhealthy, right? You do not have to call him a walking corpse. That is pretty, I mean, that's a pretty, that's, fuck it. That's pretty mean, all right?
You see Brick go, what the hell?
I'm sorry, Brick.
Poor Brick. Took me a little bit of digging to find out, but I had heard recently that Mr. Fitzgerald has just rejoined the rank of Bastion. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Strange finding you in the company of Bastions after perusing through my wares. That's strange, wouldn't you say?
I've seen stranger.
Well, what are we going to do about this, Mr. Nome? Or who do I have the pleasure of speaking to here?
Yeah, my name? You want to know my name? I have a perfectly normal name.
We'll start with you.
You want to know my name?
We'll start with you.
I'm believing it less by the second.
My name is, as I
Eamon
think...
Eamon O'Malley.
I'm sorry?
Eamon O'Malley.
It was more
of a formality. You see, when
my name is
Paint
Trivago.
Nope.
Damn. All right.
I know you're not Paint. See him when I close my eyes.
Fuck Paint.
I wouldn't dare. The great star.
I love this fucking campaign. No.
You see, when new bastions are entered into the city's ranks, they are talked about in the local papers. The four of you have all been named.
I don't read.
Take that.
There's no other part of that sentence. Wonderful. So, I don't appreciate being conned, especially not by law-abiding citizens. So if you could simply give me back what I gave you, we can forget this ever happened.
I'm going to lean onto Akaitza, who's just like, kind of just like lowering her head, like just like at the ready kind of, but like as if I'm trying to like calm her down or whatever. I'm going to say, unfortunately, we no longer have it.
Make a deception check. Minus two.
Minus two.
If I said something, would I be able to help her?
What do you say?
Oh, we used it.
Fucking
dummy. Look how strong Evie looks right now.
This game.
Well, I got 13. I rolled a 15, minus two, so I got 13.
God, I rolled advantage for that outburst.
Yeah, fucking bitch.
Jesus. Oh. I don't know if I could do better. Hey, that's an 18, crazy. So now it's 16.
Yay!
Just a little better.
Let's go.
He looks hesitant to believe the two of you, obviously, because of the entire yesterday he had.
I had a very smug look on my face.
Yeah. But he does believe you are probably not smart enough to have abstained from doing it. Right. So you're the evidence?
Oh,
yes.
Nope.
Kill them.
I am.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Frosty, baby.
Come on,
I need you all to roll on your shit.
Yay! Oh, my God. Oh. Let's go.
You are up first. What do you got going for us? You see those
Let's
two
see.
Archers. This guy.
Need one more monitor.
This guy over here is was just nonchalantly leaning against that building and has now drawn his weapon. This is the tiefling individual, the iron golem, basically. And this is
the other one I have not noticed.
Yeah.
You said three archers. I see two. Would I even have noticed these guys at this
point?
Sorry,
there's one right here.
Okay, cool. Or do I only... I'm pretty much concentrating on these, yeah?
I mean, you can only really see... actually, I don't even think you know these ones are here yet because no one said anything.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't even know this guy's here.
You can see these guys plain as day.
I didn't have
a
chance to be like, ugh!
Because
you're
not alert. You're observant. You're not alert.
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm not.
No, not you. Sorry, Fitz. Are you alert?
No, I'm observant.
Okay, yeah. So, what do you got for me? Eamon. I almost said Fitz.
All right. First thing I'm going to do is maybe like, you know what? That was a really good impression, and I'm kind of pissed off that you found your way back here. I will go into a rage as a glint in my eye goes off, and three duplicates of my body run off and phase out into the ether. I gotta find what my speed is, because I'm a barbarian. It is 30.
Okay, right. Go for it, then.
I will go 5. Dude, I'm sorry, I cannot see this map. Okay, 5. Oh, how are we doing diagonals again? I'm so sorry.
Just 5. It doesn't
matter.
Great. Don't do any extra.
Oh, heck yeah. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. I'll go to the big boy first.
Yeah.
Brick, I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to send your brains across the pavement, and I will swing at him with my big old brick.
Oh!
Does a 23 hit. I hope so.
Just barely.
Great. He is going to take 5, 6, 7, 10.
I don't know if that's a joke or not, but that's scary.
He's going to take 12 damage on the first attack.
12 damage?
Yes.
No.
That's my action bonus action. We're going to switch to Pathfinder real quick. I am going to try to intimidate him. All right, I pass my turn.
And stop. Pass.
He says, I've only played D&D.
Shit, he doesn't know the rules.
Fuck, he's immune to Pathfinder intimidation. Okay, that's your turn?
That is my turn. And remember that I am... he will have disadvantage on attacking anyone else.
Oh, that is correct, because he is... I'm going to put that on the map, because he is currently marked by your shit.
Yes. And okay. Everyone else is resistant to his attacks.
That's pretty cool, honestly.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's both.
They have resistance, and he has disadvantage. Yes, it is both.
Okay, cool. All right. Yeah. You know, you played this class.
Yeah, I love this class. So, next up, Evie.
Hello.
You spring into action. You can see basically everything right here. You did not notice the archers, so you don't know there's anything on the roof.
Shit. That's okay. That's all right. So there are all these houses around us, or buildings around us. Is this... did we just walk out of HQ, correct?
This red building is your HQ, your personal office.
Okay, so I could, get into at least half cover if I wanted to.
Yeah, you could all just go back inside if you want to.
You guys are going in, all right.
Just go back in. But I am going to, with my action, I am going to, I don't like fighting. So
I'm sorry.
I'm going to look over at Fitz.
It's just been so long since we've had a fight.
Oh, no. I love combat. Evie doesn't like fighting, is the difference. and say, you were really impressive the last time, so... And I will cast Warding Bond on Fitz.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Love that spell.
And then I will retreat. I'll use my movement to retreat into the building and get at least half cover. So I can still see what's going on, but I have some cover.
Okay.
So Fitz, your AC is upped by 1, and you have resistance to all damage, but you have to tell me how much you take, because I'll take the same amount.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so basically you guys split whatever damage Fitz takes. Okay. And you have a +1 to your AC and saving throws.
+1 AC and saving throws? Or just +1 AC?
Let me check on the
saving. I believe that's part of Warding Bond?
Yes, saving throws.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good to know.
So, keep track of that, because you're not one of mine, so I'm going to keep track of their stuff. And you are inside half cover. The door is still open and unlocked, but you're sort of using the frame of the door for a little bit of cover from these ranged attacks. All right, perfect. Next up is Cetacea.
So quick question. Okay. Before I do this.
Go for it.
Our Bastion communicators, is it just for our party, or can we also call people at headquarters?
It is just for your party. They are all connected to each other. There would need to be a more stationary device put into your if you have one of those, that'd be crazy, but there would need to be a more stationary station in your building to be able to talk to HQ.
Okay. And I did not notice the archers as well, right?
You did not. Wait, you got a 15, correct?
I don't remember. I think it was a 15.
Yes, I think... Oh, yeah. Sarah got a natural 1. You got a 15. Yes. You would notice probably the 2 archers on this roof at this point. Because as he says, kill them, you notice these 2 figures start to, draw arrows. You probably hear the sound of an arrow being notched and pulled before you actually see them. So you know that there are others nearby.
Okay. Also, Ikaitza is out as well. Because I had her follow me out.
Forgot about the dog.
I am going to use a bonus action to go ahead and already use my poisoner feat to apply poison onto an arrow.
Okay.
So as I draw it, I'm going to grip my claws into it, and the claws are going to seep some of my own poison into the arrow as I draw it.
Sick.
And if I hit this person, I would like to favor foe mark them.
It's like that girl from Holes, the nails.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So pull. Viper.
I'm going
to
hit the one directly across from me.
Viper, the one I deck. Color. Sorry. Go ahead and shoot your shot, dude.
I have a bonus to arrow. That's a 21.
21 will hit. They had a little bit of an AC boost because they are elevated from you, but you do still hit them.
Nice. And that is... 8 damage. What damage do I have for... What damage do I add for the poison?
I believe the poison is just giving them disadvantage. they have a saving throw they have to make, otherwise they are poisoned, like they get the poison condition. Unless it says something else in the feat that I'm not aware of.
When a creature takes damage from a coated weapon or ammunition, the creature must succeed on a DC 14 Constitution saving throw or take 2d8 poison damage and become poisoned until the end of my next
turn. Oh, that feat's banned. That is exactly a 14.
Fuck.
Okay.
Sorry.
You wasted it.
No, it's okay.
That's your turn?
Yeah, and then Nikaitza is going to attack.
Sure, sure, sure. Oh, is that a bonus action to command them?
Yeah, but other... Oh, yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, so once you command them, they'll continue taking that command, so you don't have to keep using your bonus action. But the first initial command is your bonus action. Or at least that's the way I ruled
it.
Okay.
Okay, and then I think otherwise she just dodges?
Yeah, so they're putting themselves between you and them. All right.
Okay, well then if she doesn't get an action, then I'm going to also have... I'm going to use her reaction to fuel that attack.
Oh,
then.
Jesus, okay.
I was going to have her fuel her own attack, but...
Okay.
Yay, that's another 3.
Jesus. That one attack. It's so much.
14 total.
Hell yes. All right, that archer's... They're on the roof. You can't see them. They look fine. Next up. You see Grace looking dismayed and annoyed that you guys got the first move.
So please don't make him a spellcaster.
He's going to pull out a gun.
He is a spellcaster.
He says, this is an anti-matter rifle.
Oh, no. No. My own power used against me.
But he does sort of pull out this very, very brightly polished silver rapier as he's going to... go up to Aemon and start stabbing them.
See, I'm not intimidated by this because it is so bright, you've definitely never used it.
Very accurate. Shut up!
This looks like something that belongs on top of your fireplace mantle.
It's not. It's super cool and sharp. Watch this, as he says out loud before he even...
Watch this!
Watch this.
Hold on, watch it. It's coming in hot.
This, dude.
14 to hit?
It does not.
Oh, sorry, yeah. No, he's flanking. 15.
15 hits.
I forgot to add the plus one for the big brick house. And that's a natural 20 on the second attack.
God! That's all right. What is an extra 2d8?
It was Sean's turn to get a natural 20.
Well, you're still raging, so you're going to get a half, but...
Yeah.
Let me have this, okay?
It's fine. I die.
The build-up is kind of fun for me.
Let me have this. It's so crazy as a GM. That's ambushing us.
I don't have anything, guys. This is my only time to do damage to you. That is 21 halved to 10.
God. All right.
As he just sort of, like, pierces you twice in the side of his rapier, he goes, holy shit, this thing's sharp.
Yeah, I can tell you that. It feels cold going in.
Somebody and kill these burns. Guys. But that is his current turn. All right. Next up is... It's this guy over by a kite.
Oh, no.
This warrior.
Oh, no.
No.
He's going to pull out his big chunkus blade. His big... He's Cloud Sephiroth strikes. He's got a big cloud hairstyle. He pulls out a big giant sword. He needs 3 hands to hold.
Nice. He jumps 200 feet in the air as the sun begins to eclipse. Who is this guy?
Yeah. His name's Sora, and he holds the keyblade. but he is going to... He's actually going to swing around at Kaito. And he's going to get right in between you two. He's going to ignore your dog, and he's going to attack you.
Wow. Brave.
I'm so brave. that is... Oh, my God. Is it 24 to hit?
Are you kidding?
I'm sorry, what do you think this is? Do you guys have numbers and I don't? I don't get any numbers?
No kidding, no problem.
What am I?
You get 2 a session and that's it.
Yeah, I only get letters over
just,
here.
Just barely hits, you
just
know?
Just barely, oh, you guys are so strong by, and cool and powerful. I've never heard that
I
before.
Know, yeah.
Next up, my D12, because if it's a big buster sword, 7 points of damage. I'm so good at math, you guys didn't watch that. As he omni slashes the air, and then this big rune bursts in front of you, and you get like wounds all over your body. He goes, yeah. Thundra. that's his turn. Now it's Fitz's turn. Ooh, ooh boy, the battlefield is ripe for the picking, huh, bud?
Yeah, it is. The archers, can they all shoot at me from where I am?
The two on the other side of the street have probably a clear vantage point of view, but the one to the south would probably need to move to be able to see you, because there is like a rise in the building that's blocking them from you.
Gotcha.
You can just like see their legs as they're going, oh, I gotta shoot somebody.
I'm gonna get him.
Just wait.
I can stealth behind this guy because he's not paying attention to me over here near a kites in them.
Technically, you have sneak attack on everybody.
Technically.
Because they're all within.
I want advantage, though. That's
the thing. That's not how that works. You don't need to sneak.
Yeah.
Like, hide.
So, a bonus action hide. Because hiding is just getting out of their line of sight.
Line of sight is not like a cone. It's not like a video game where they have a cone of vision.
Yeah.
You need to actually put an object between you and them.
Okay.
Or, like, obscure yourself in fog or something.
Gotcha, okay. How is the guy that shot...
He's not looking good. You have probably the best vantage point on that dude.
Mm-hmm.
There's an arrow like sticking into him. There's like a scar burnt around it, so the arrow's not able to be pulled out. There's like poison on the blade, but it didn't do anything.
Gotcha. I'm gonna like my arm's just gonna transform. I'm gonna bonus action steady aim.
There you go. Yeah. That's how you get advantage.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna shoot him in his face.
Fair enough. Okay, go for it. If you think you're brave enough.
I hope so. 15 to hit.
Oh. Just barely misses, because they get a +2 on their AC from being elevated.
If I spend another shenanigan point, can I reroll that advantage?
I'll say yeah.
Cool. I'll spend another one. Fuck it.
But not like infinitely, because that just gets kind of
old. Yeah, I figured that.
Once per attack.
Once per attack. Okay, I can dig that.
I'm going to roll 70 d20s. Never spent a point.
Oh my god, that's worse. Never mind.
Shit.
So I miss.
Apologetic, my friend.
It's all good. I miss.
So that's bonus action, and you don't have any movement because you're steady.
Yes.
Apologies. As that shot goes whizzing right past.
Yeah, D&D Beyond has really turned off that function for me, so.
We broke the curse, I'm telling you.
Hey, it's Halloween.
Now I got the crit this time. I got the crit this game.
I have the college.
That felt great.
Character sheets haunted.
Yeah.
It is the spooky season. The archers now are going to take their turns as the one who just got almost murdered by an arrow pulls out of the cover it has. So it's basically going to run up onto this like this little awning over the over these two like windows that are hanging over the street. And it is going to fire back at you, Fitz.
Mm-hmm.
As is this one.
Oh, no.
They both have line of sight there.
Yes.
This one is going to lean out of the window and probably be able to see you, Eamon, best. So it's going to take one at Eamon and two are coming at Fitz. Okay?
Okay.
13 to hit on the first one, Fitz.
Miss.
And 22 to hit on the second.
That second one hits.
Okay. That is 3 points of piercing damage from that one archer that hit.
That means that's what... One damage, or what do we say for that? Because we share damage, right?
Oh, yes. You get one, and they get one.
Okay.
It's half first, and then it's split.
Gotcha.
Right? Okay.
So Evie takes 1 point of damage.
Yeah.
Oh, easy.
Gotcha. You thought you were safe in there. Gotcha.
Easy.
Eamon, 14 to hit.
14 does not hit.
No! All right, whatever. I don't even care. Next up. Probably more of my stuff. Yeah! He watches this tiefling, watching you strike him with a brick and get stabbed twice by his boss. He just sort of like locks eyes with you, and you can just see a ferocity in the eyes. He says, glug to me.
Technically, I was putting on a little bit of a show.
He's just burning. And he's just going to start wailing on you with his hands.
I feel bad because...
I've been practicing for this one.
Sean, you make really compelling villains, but also really...
My idiots?
Idiot. I say villains, and then I say... you make like goons that are just lovable. And I can't hate them.
Do you crit? Oh, I thought you critted again.
My goons.
No. God, no. What a...
This guy's goonin'? In front of me?
19 to hit.
Yeah.
from his just like big meaty paws.
Yeah.
That is 9 points of bludgeoning damage. Halved to 4. No. Yeah, 4. We always round down for both sides. But that is his turn as he's getting real steamed and peeved. A little bit of flame coming off him. You don't know if it's from the tiefling thing or something else. But now it's your turn, bud. What are you doing? Back up.
Oh, jeez, you're roided up. I am going to take a big old fat swing at this guy. I will... We talk about this every time we're in combat. Can I see if it hits, then reckless? Or do I have to reckless first?
I think last time I said you can see if it hits and then reckless. And I'm going to stick with that, even though it fucked me real hard in the ass.
14.
That misses.
I'm going to reckless.
Just barely.
I miss.
Oh no, really?
I even have... Yes. Yes. Ooh. I rolled a 9 and a 4, so my average.
Oh no, wait, I'm sorry. You do have advantage. Oh wait, no, you already had advantage. So
yeah.
You don't need to have reckless because he reckless.
Okay. I had advantage from what?
You had advantage from his reckless attack.
Oh, great. Let me see what my bonus actions are.
If he also does reckless, then would that be double advantage? No.
But you can shenanigans it for a third roll of the Ds. But if you don't hit him this turn, he will no longer be marked by your crow brothers.
By my what? Oh, right.
You have to hit him on your turn for the mark.
Yeah. Let's run it back.
Okay.
Let's go
let's
gambling.
Do it.
Does a 15 hit?
A 15 does hit.
Awesome.
Yeah, baby.
He will take 11 points of damage.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Baldur's Gate rules. I'll shove the guy next to me. I'm joking.
I was literally about to ask if that's a possibility, if
it
they can
not.
Like shove on bonus actions.
No, but the brick on the rope does have the shove attack action. So if you took that action, you could.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm kicking my. I take my orometer and I put it in his forehead. Yeah, I have nothing else. I'll pass.
He just looks at you and says, I don't even know who you are anymore.
I love him.
I put on a little show. Is that so bad of me? And I'll fucking start swinging him up the jaw.
I love him so
that seemed harder than it should have been. All right.
He's just like bleeding.
He's
out his
just
face.
So betrayed and I love him.
He asked you straight to your face if you that was your real name. And you said no. It was.
Yeah.
He's hurt. There's hard feelings.
You go up to a performance
so
actor, you know?
Character.
He's so lovely.
Equivalence. Your go.
Hello.
You peek through the curtains. You can see something happening out there.
Yeah. You know what's so cool is that warding bond is not concentration.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense because you're taking a bunch of damage.
Yes. It would be one of the worst spells I think ever designed. It
sucks so bad. So let's have some fun. I'm going to cast Guidance on Tay.
Okay.
So, Cetacea, well, actually, I have to get to Tay to cast Guidance.
Guidance is a skill
touch.
Check.
It's touch.
It's a skill check, though. They get a d4 on their next skill check.
No.
Bless is the one that's in action.
No,
for an attacker.
My
saving.
Cool thing. My cool plan that I had.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I can just do the one thing that's not as good action economy, which was I was considering Bless, but then I wouldn't have been able to do Sanctuary.
That's a good spell, too.
That's a solid one.
I know. Sanctuary is so fun. but I don't have any cool cantrips besides Guidance that I want to do, unless I can, like... No, I shouldn't do that.
Okay.
I'll cast Bless.
You laughing like that with that makeup is a different level, actually. No, I shouldn't do that.
I just got an image of Equivalence casting light on something and then just throwing it at someone's face and like seeing if that distracts them. But I that see? Could be really useless.
It depends on how much they know about magic.
It's true.
If you throw it at this tiefling guy, he might think it's going to explode.
It might. It could.
Nice to meet
you. Yeah. Everybody is blessed.
Huzzah!
Congratulations.
Oh,
sick. Except the kites and you, correct?
Yes. I am not
and
blessed.
Please remind me what that does again, because I have the memory of a goldfish.
Yeah. If you have to make an attack roll or a saving throw, you can add a d4 to that. And that's an action. I don't have any bonus actions, and I don't want to move.
I don't want to miss a thing.
That's me, baby.
Okay. Next up is Cetacea and Akaitza.
So, question.
Yeah. He is really close, Sephiroth.
I know that we just determined that like we can't use any kind of shove as like a bonus action, but what I was going to ask was if Akaitza just could like push as an action, basically, because basically what I'm trying to do is get away from this guy without triggering an opportunity attack. And since she's right there, I'm like, just want to see if I could, if that'll work.
So the way they do unarmed strikes in the new edition is like you could replace the strike with like a shove or a push or one of those other things.
Are we playing 5.5 right now? Sorry. Oh, cut that. Are we playing the new 2024?
Got you. Got you, dude.
Yikes, cut that.
On camera.
Shit.
This
shit,
is going
shit,
right
shit.
Back.
Hold on.
So in 6th edition, you can use your unarmed strikes to... if you wanted to have a Kaitza shove in the place of their bite, I would allow that.
Okay. And then follow-up question. How much movement should I sacrifice if I wanted... Because I know that she can't be used as a mount, but if I wanted to try to, like... Basically, I'm trying to get up onto the roof behind me, and I wanted to see if I could, like...
There's a two-story building.
Basically, like... Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's right.
It's the place you live.
Well, I was going to see if I could, like, jump off of her to, like, try to, like, scale up it.
You could begin to climb the building, but it's like a, you know, it's like a full 15-foot tall building.
Damn.
So you need to, like, scale it, not just, like, be able to, you know, Legolas leap up.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not going to be, like, a full
no,
like,
I know.
Leap
I,
all the way to the
I
top.
Understand.
But how
there
much
would
movement would that be?
So climbing is half speed. If you wanted to try
so
and...
So that'll be all of my movement.
Basically, to get to the roof, yeah.
But I could still use an action.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine.
Okay.
Let's do that. Okay.
Yep. So, yep.
Foist, we're going to have a Kaitza shove this dude.
So it's an athletics. You guys don't know, you know how famously in the Final Fantasy games, Cloud is super weak and rolls fours? That happened again.
Definitely.
Famous Cloud
that.
Sephiroth rolled a four. What
nice.
What a Kaitza get.
Oh, I'm gonna.
They would have to
what
beat a four.
Do I roll for it?
Athletics check.
That is 15.
Okay, that's better than Cloud's four.
And I'm gonna, like, as she pushes, I'm just gonna jump up, backflip, scale the wall.
Jesus.
full athletics going on.
Okay.
Get up to the top, and I'm gonna shoot another arrow at the person I pinned as my favorite foe. 15 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay.
You don't have their bonus. My bonus.
Yeah, they got out of the bonus when they came to shoot me.
Yeah, he screams 1v1 me, and then as your arrow pierces his heart, he says, "My bonus."
It's a 9 plus 2.
Fuck.
+4.
Oh my god.
Damn.
Yikes.
Damn.
Yeah. How do you want to kill this man?
Yeah. No, she jumps off of Akaitza, scales up the last bit, pulls the arrow as she turns, just like still kneeling, and then just shoots one more arrow right and just splits the, it's not a d20, but I still want to flavor it, like she just like tries to split that single arrow that she already had stuck in there. She misses, but still it hits him in the chest. And just
awesome.
She wanted to be cool, but
as he says, oh, it didn't split. The Cloud's down there like, oh, that's so cool.
But you died.
Okay. Very cool turn. Next up is Grace. What are you going to do over here? As he pulls his rapier from your side once more, Eamon. How you looking? You looking bad?
I'm looking fine, pretty much. I think I'm not bloodied yet, so.
You're right.
Pretty good.
Okay. Then he
listen,
is going-
I can take you two paws all day, all right? There's nothing. I'm like fucking swinging my brick around, paws, throwing it around.
Okay, then. He is going to take a play from Cetacea's playbook. And as he runs his rapier across the scabbard, you do see some sort of glistening material applied to it.
Are you about to inject me with steroids? Because I'm just going to kick your ass even harder with it, buddy.
No. Stab, stab. And he is going to make his first attack. You didn't reckless, correct?
No, because you said I had advantage.
God.
And then I use a shenanigan points.
I don't think you've ever actually recklessed in this campaign. Have you? I don't think so. Because the first time you asked me that question, you rolled a natural 20 on the first die, so you didn't need to.
Oh, right.
That's crazy. What a barbarian, dude. That is a 19 to hit on the first attack.
19 hits.
Okay, I need you to make a constitution saving throw. DC 16.
Saving throws or ability scores for Bless?
Bless is a saving throw, so you have a D4 on it.
Oh. Fuck me. What kind of save?
It's a constitution save.
11.
11.
12.
12. Okay, DC 16. That is a failure.
A 16?
All right. He basically just coats... It's not necessarily poison. This man is a drug dealer. And as you feel the blade enter your side, there is a radiating pain, and then it completely subsides. And you just feel delighted. You feel blissful.
Oh, hell yeah. This friggin' rocks.
You can do anything to feel this way again.
Yeah, I think I'm addicted to drugs now. I think you just stabbed me with the swords
No, we're not doing that. You're not addicted to drugs, but you do feel charmed by the person who just stabbed you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but it's choice.
I'm not going to, you know, tell you how to live your life, but don't do that. Don't do that. Not on this show. but yes, you do feel charmed by Grace.
Okay.
He pulls his blade out. He wipes the blood off and says, I think that actually worked for once.
For once, it was DC 16. I'm surprised it didn't more.
I've never stabbed anyone with my drugs before.
No, that makes sense.
All right, well, I'm going to leave now. He just sort of like walks away from you towards Fitz. He just doesn't want to get the attack opportunity.
And that's only on him or everyone?
It's only on him. You're only charmed by him. Okay. You can beat the shit out of Brick all you want. But you don't feel the need to hurt this man who's just very kind to you. And Fitz, he's going to walk up to you, take a second attack with an unpoisoned blade at the guy with a gun. Oh, that's bad. 10.
That does miss.
Okay. He misses you.
I'm glad that misses. He just walks up. He just slits. He sliced him, and then he walked up to try to stab me.
He's practiced stabbing on his way over. That was pretty cool.
I just want to see the rapier duel between the two of them.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just like, he just parries and just...
Yeah. He does some cool motions, and then Fitz pulls out a gun and shoots him in the face. That's his turn, though. So that is going to bring us to Cloud Sephiroth. Strike is his name, I believe. And he's next to his boss, so he gets the boss buff.
What? There's a boss buff?
Isn't that a thing in Final Fantasy?
I didn't think about that. I
think they call it materia. So he's gonna pull up next to his buddy, and he's gonna swing his big buster sword at you. Mm-hmm. And he's gonna do some cool swipes. I've never played Final Fantasy VII. That's what you guys are finding out today.
Obviously. You're pretty accurate according to what I know.
He's dressed like Tifa.
Oh, man.
Team Fortress?
Team Fortress 2. that is... Oh, my God. Cloud's busted. Is it 23 to hit?
That hits me, bud.
Oh, my God. These Omni slashes. Again, the only move I know from that game.
I don't care about the game anymore.
That is... Why don't you care about the game anymore?
He stabbed me.
Oh, that's right. You can split it. This is going to be bad, though.
A baby.
10 points of damage split between you, so it's 5 each.
Okay. All right. I have to make my concentration check. Save?
Mm-hmm.
Check.
For Bless, save. Yes.
Save, yeah. So it's a constitution saving throw.
Please, God. Yeah, we're fine.
Okay. It was a DC like 10, so you're fine.
Yes, anything under.
All right.
I got a 21.
You've survived the Buster Sword. Congratulations. You get a t-shirt. Now it's your turn.
Whose turn?
Fitz. I just stabbed you.
Oh, you stabbed me. Yeah, it's all good. I just want to make sure.
It's very clear to me, but that isn't clear to anybody else.
Which one of these guys is looking more rough?
Oh.
If at all?
The archer on the roof, Tay killed them, so they're gone.
Yeah, Tay killed them.
I turned them sideways, but the image looks the same. So I'm just gonna
the image looks the same. Yeah.
Yeah. So, honestly, the person looking roughest would probably be Brick. Or which the person Brick? You've been referring to as Brick. Just everything.
That's his name. It's a fitting name.
Wait, okay. Which one's Brick?
The tiefling.
It's the guy by me.
The guy by, okay. I'm gonna attack the guy who actually hit me.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Got his super cool boss who's trying to figure out how his blade works. Interesting.
Playing rogues makes my mindset differently. Okay,
so you don't have sneak attack on either of these people.
I don't have sneak attack on me, but I have a bonus. I do a d4, but I can do a bonus action disengage.
Yeah.
And then...
And sneak attack.
Sneak attack. Yeah. The guy that's... The Aemon's facing.
Ooh, that's clever. But what if I... I don't know. Sorry.
I said no.
Blizzaga!
I think I will do that. I will disengage as a bonus action.
Okay.
Do I have enough moves? Can we to do that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can definitely
and then, yeah, and then just, you just parry, get hit, and then spin like around the boss.
Then, I don't know why, but just how your little blade thing blade. Is like, yeah, you used his gravitational force to fling you into my direction.
It's like a little dreidel that just goes.
And then I'm gonna attack this guy that Eamon's attacking with a rapier. I'm gonna use another fucking shenanigan point.
But this doesn't count as advantage because that
doesn't count as advantage.
That's not how sneak attack works.
No. That's a 18.
18 will hit.
Thank God.
So you do. No, you don't get sneak attack. You do. Because the allies within 5 feet. Yeah.
Also, add a d6 to this. Akaitza is going to feel it.
Oh! Sick.
Akaitza, why? Fuel my attack.
14. And then how much you said? 6?
A d6, yeah.
D6, okay. So 12 plus 8, 20 whole damage.
20 whole damage?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious.
20 all piercing damage. Ooh. And since I was able to use sneak attack.
Oh yeah, you can send it to somebody else.
Yeah. I'm gonna send it to the archer that is south east.
Okay.
The one that's
right next to you.
Hit that guy. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And he gets...
So he takes 4 necrotic damage.
Sounds delightful. Ah! That's what you hear from over there. Okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect. Is that your turn?
That is my turn. That's my action, bonus action movement.
Beautiful turn. So one of these archers is dead. 2 more left. They're both gonna kneel on their perches in the roof and... actually, this one's going to move over to here so he gets a better line of sight on Fitz. And they're going to take one shot on each of you. So, first one at Fitz. Oh, it's a 15 to hit.
That just hits.
Ooh, it is pretty good. I lied. Next attack is... dirty 20 to hit him on.
Yes.
Okay, let's go. I got scared for a second. So that is technically halved to both of you. All the same numbers. That's easy math for me. That is 6 points of damage, halved to both of you, so 3, and then Sarah, you're also taking 3. Make me that save!
Was that the first time I hit an arrow? Got hit by an arrow?
I believe it was. Yeah, because they were focused on other people.
Everybody watch out, there's archers on the roofs. I think it's one of the pigeons.
Fitz is the one that just took the damage,
yeah,
right?
You also took 3 of that damage.
Okay. For a second, I was like, I don't take damage from Eamon.
No,
I'm begging you that you please make this save so I can please hit someone.
That'll never happen. You've hit both times, technically.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. You know what? I feel so bad. I'm going to use a point. I'm going to use a point. I rolled the same fucking thing.
I'll put that away. Great.
Sorry about that, bud.
Sometimes I don't feel like I have a modifier. Did I ever tell you that? I feel like it just doesn't exist.
Just is not there.
Honestly,
listen, hey,
I feel like
I'm feeling the same way right now.
I honestly feel like you're rolling with D12s.
No, for real.
Well, that's unfortunate. So next up is the tiefling. And as he's getting pelted and stabbed by his robot arm and, you know, beaten with a brick occasionally, he's gonna go, I don't stand liars. And he's gonna reach into his bag. He's gonna pull out a handful of syringes.
What in the saw trap is this? Can we just have a good fight? I'm hitting with a brick.
And he's gonna stab himself in the chest and squeeze all of them.
How many syringes?
Three.
Oh no!
And at this point, you hear Grace go, "What the fuck?" as he,
we're about to watch this man OD right here in front of us.
We're gonna watch this man.
Yeah, that's
out,
what's gonna happen. He dies right before your eyes.
Does
it's
he make a
crazy.
Con save?
No, he's just dead.
That snake showed back up.
However,
the snake.
You do see immediately from the impact site a bunch of veins begin to spread out and glow
he
underneath
took the T-virus.
His skin. Yeah.
That's it. Not healthy.
As you hear Grace say, "We should leave," and his form begins to. The tiefling begins to swell and grow a foot, two, three, and his arms begin to enlarge, and his eyes just go blank, just completely white.
We need to go now.
And that's where we're going to take our break.
Oh, what the fuck?
How are you going to have henchmen who don't follow their leader's example?
Because he's a dumbass who's on steroids all the time.
Oh, yeah,
he's
fair enough.
Working with a full deck.
He's not smart.
Even his boss is like, we need to leave.
He's like, you're an idiot. As this creature swells in size, schwab, wub, wub, oh my god. He grows to roughly about 10 feet tall, maybe a little taller, but fucking wide. Wide as some of these buildings are thick. He looks like a mini giant, you might say. And as this is happening, you hear Gray say, "All right, I think we're done here." But that is his turn. We're back up to the top with Eamon. As you see this happening.
Wow.
Buddy,
I'll be totally honest with you. I was going to knock you out. It's fine. All right. Well, looks like I got my best friend, Grace, over there. But I'm sorry. I feel like I got to put you down now. Oh, my God.
He just starts screaming. He lied. He lied.
Okay, 12.
12? Will not hit.
Reckless.
Okay.
Oh my miss. God.
You already rolled the reckless?
Eight oh and a four on the dice.
Aids, or... Which one is it? Bless?
Whatever
it's Bless. It's Bless.
Cut that.
In 5.5, they've got some crazy spells coming out.
AIDS, holy shit.
Okay, so...
I'm gonna lose my job.
Oh my god.
Cut that. In Pathfinder 5.5, which is what we were all talking about.
The great thing about D&D is that you do miss, and now that my turn is over, I have to wait until everyone else goes. I miss again.
Eamon becomes stunned because of
this
carousel
we live in.
I might as well.
Boy.
I express my turn.
What did you get? Total?
8.
12, he said, didn't you?
I rolled an 8, so 13, actually. Wait, 8, 9, down. 13. Yeah, 13.
13? Plus... Fitz is also flanking, so you get a plus 14. One. That is a 14.
14?
That actually hits.
I love when things are retcon for me.
It's not retcon. He has a lower AC.
I'm not kidding. I roll a d12 for my damage. People are like, why? It's a brick. Because it's free flavored. Get out!
Yeah.
All right, doesn't matter.
Eat my shit.
I've not rolled above a 5 on damage. All right, so that is 12.
12 points of damage.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Hang on, also, Akaitz is going to feel that one immediately.
They already did to Fitz. They haven't had a turn again.
This is top of the round, though.
No, they get it back on their turn. Or on your turn, technically. So after Eamon's turn, you will get Akaitz's reaction back.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
And that should be it for me.
Actually, after equivalence. Okay, next up we have Evie.
That guy looks scary.
as you're Thank inside you. Eating a popsicle stick.
Yeah, Evie's canonically eating ice cream.
Brinsley's in a chair next to you with a teacup. I'm like, I wouldn't go out there.
I feel like I should.
All right.
I will step out so that I can see.
Okay.
At least. And uh-huh. I'm going to give a crack at command towards this very large boy.
Oh, at this thing. Okay. Interesting.
Oh, that seems
What's
rude.
The word? The bird.
I can affect additional creatures now since I have second level spells. The question is, do I want to? Yeah, I'm going to cast it at second level and we'll just try it. We'll give it a hot little try. And I'll, put this towards Grace as well. So Grace and this guy are both going to need to make a wisdom saving throw as Evie goes, halt? So that's Hi a out. Wisdom saving throw of 14.
Okay, Grace first. I rolled a 14 on the die, plus, Alrighty. Let's make sure it's not a minus. No, it is just a 14.
Yeah, that was a rough shot there. I figured
Well, actually, it wasn't. He does not have a good wisdom. Yeah. For the monster, that is an 18 on the die.
Fuck that.
Plus something, I'm sure.
Minus
Actually,
5?
Minus, but not enough.
Fuck.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry. I've consumed your
How
second level
you
spell.
You How know? Could you
I've
do
now
this
consumed
to me
two free turns, dude. This is the best game I've ever played.
Can't channel my divinity as a bonus action. Okay. I'm going to harness my divine power. It's a bonus action. To regain a first level spell slot, just because that's probably useful.
That is very cool.
I touch my little necklace and I think on all of the beautiful blessings that Talkeer has given me in the form of hot knowledge. Hot goss.
Hot goss.
Get a spell slot back.
You guys see the necklace as hot goss? It's just like one of those Claire necklaces.
Gosh. Okay, that didn't work. Sorry.
Close the door.
That is all right. We are doing the same thing.
He lied.
That is insane. That you cannot be that upset about this.
Next up, Tay.
Okay, I was trying to look it up so that I didn't have to like waste any time asking. But how many shenanigan points to boost a spell to another spell slot?
Oh, you mean
or to another
it?
Like spell level? Yeah.
I don't think that is one of them, but I would say just one.
Oh, okay, B. I'm going to look down at everything going on and Gray saying like we need to get out of here, and I'm like, no, you're not going anywhere. And I'm going to Tempest Lash, and I'm going to spend a shenanigan point to upcast it so I can restrain both of him and the giant guy in lightning.
Is the giant guy within range? Because you're on the roof.
Should be within 30 feet.
Let me double check. I believe you, but I've got to confirm. Oh, that's the wrong one. He is just out of range. You'd be able to get Eamon.
Wait, could I not move?
Oh, yeah, you could. Well, you didn't say that. You didn't say I was going to move, dude. All right. You move down the roof. I'm trying to get him and Grace, correct?
Yes.
All right, deck save.
Do I roll two different dice for this?
You roll. Yes, it would be two attack rolls, one against each.
Ooh, okay, I like these numbers. So that is a 16 on... I'm going to say 16 on the big guy.
Okay, well, hold on. Hang on a second, okay. All right.
And the next one is a 23.
Okay, so 16's on the big guy, that hits. 23 on the other guy, both hit.
Nice.
Just barely.
And that is, and I'm also going to have a Kites of Fuel this as well.
You can only fuel one of them.
That's fine. I'm going to have her fuel, I'm gonna have this be non-lethal. Wait, can I? Okay, I know I'm attacking both at the same time. Can I do non-lethal on one and lethal on the other?
Not with spells.
That's fine. Okay, and I'm also, I'm gonna mark Grace with favored foe because I still have one left and I can do it.
Okay.
I'm cheesing the fuck out of this if I can.
And who did you do the extra damage to? Grace?
Yeah, let's do it to Grace. Hopefully this won't be enough to kill him.
Actually, I don't think he's been hit yet.
Okay, good. So let's roll. We're not blessed anymore, right?
Sorry. No, we're not blessed. You're not okay. Blessed. I was never blessed, unfortunately.
Nice.
Born under a faulty star, I was.
Fuck yeah.
All right. On the 13th of February. Friday, it was.
That'll be 15 damage to Grace and 7 to the big guy.
7 to my big boy. All right. So is that your turn?
Yes, and I'm going ahead and marking that I use my Tempest Lash, and I also use my second favorite foe.
Come on. Go ahead and roll that d6.
Oh no, I forgot.
Get another one.
2.
So close. So close.
All right.
Wait, who's close? What?
I was almost a 1. I was very happy for almost a 1, but it was a 2, in fact. Okay, so next up is Grace.
And I don't know what happened.
No, you don't. It's crazy. Alrighty. So he is currently tethered, and he would have to make a saving throw to get out of this. But he wouldn't know that until he was like right at the end. Yeah, he's gonna look around, look at the sort of light in his head, and he's like, ah, bitch. Sorry.
Sorry.
Does he apologize after?
I apologize.
That was me. I apologize.
Oh.
And then he's going to look around and go, cheese it. It's going to scatter. It. So he is going to move towards the off map section, but I guess he gets about there. I think that is as far as he can be from you because you're up a little bit. Actually, he'd probably be like here.
I think if... Oh, it's if he moves further than 30. Okay.
So right there, he would try and pass 30 feet away from you, so he would need to make a strength save, correct?
Yeah.
His finest attribute, how strong and virile he is.
You talking about me?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Thanks.
What a soft...
That is 13.
Ah, no, he fails.
No!
Ah.
Okay, so he runs, and as soon as he gets 30 feet away, he just, like, immediately, like, trips and then gets pulled back. So that is his escape plan. Didn't work. Still has an action. Can't move. On the ground. Crying. Shitting. Pissing. He is going to pull out a little vial, crack it under his nose, and then drink it. It's a healing potion. He's got drugs. Why wouldn't he also have a little bit of juice? He's like, that's good juice.
Is he with ocean spray?
Smelling salts inside the healing potion.
Take a sip of the smelling salts. No, I'm joking. I don't want anyone. I don't want to be. Yeah.
It's called the cinnamon challenge.
Oh, no, not again.
All right, he heals up a little bit, but not too much. That's the only one, though. And then it's Cloud Stripe's turn, and he's not tethered, so he's going to escape. Oh, and you're not within 5 feet. You're on the roof, so he can actually...
He's not even going to get it. He's not even going to save his boss. He's getting the fuck out of there.
4. But he's going to follow his orders.
Hey!
As soon as he gets, like, 10 feet away, he's like, where the fuck are you going?
You can't leave me here! You said leave!
But yeah, Cloud's going to omni-strike his way down the street, and he's out. Or is he leaving? He's not technically out. All right. Fitz, your go.
I can't let our dear drug dealer get away. So I'm gonna disengage.
Oh yeah, no, I got it. Don't worry, Fitch. I'll deal with the monstrosity of
Sentinel.
Sentinel. And I'm just gonna make my way over here, making sure he doesn't leave.
Oh.
It's gonna take a seat on him.
Help!
And then
he's not technically prone. He just has a speed of zero.
Oh, okay.
You can knock him prone if you want to. Give him the old sweep the leg. Daniel son. You know one of those?
Maybe.
Carver King?
That would be my action, right?
It would be like replacing your attack to try and trip him and sit on him.
Okay. I'm gonna like look back at the big colossal poor
Barrett.
That's his name. And I'm just gonna aim and shoot.
Okay. You have sneak attack if you hit.
I'm gonna see if I can hit, please. Please hit. Please.
I can't wait to see what plan Aben comes up with to survive.
Right.
I mean to
That's a 19 to hit.
Solve
no, 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 I'm sorry. That's a 24 to hit.
24 does hit, yeah. Just barely.
Cool. I'm just going to do a lot of damage. Please. That's not a lot of damage. That's nine. That's total. 9 total.
And you can do it to somebody else, I think, right? You
yeah, I can. I'm going to take away what he just healed with the Wails of the Grave.
Oh!
So we're going to see just how much to take. 3 necrotic damage on him.
Ah! My souls! They've turned on me!
Oh!
You're not moving. You're responsible.
Ah! Help!
And don't try to run, because I will.
I've done nothing wrong.
I will cap you in the knee if you do.
I'm an honest businessman.
You're a businessman. That means you're not honest.
Hey, he just goes, get him.
Curses. He's got me.
He's got me there. And that's my turn.
Okay. And next up are the archers, who are also going to scurry like rats. Sinking ship and all. I don't know how to move the map. Yeah, I think that was a full movement. This one's gonna like actually fall off the roof.
Yeah.
He's here. But that's their movement. And they're actually capable of dashing, so they're gonna do that too. But now it comes to Barrett's turn. Big beefy Barrett. Bounding down the street. What's he gonna do? Probably something totally fine. So sorry, dude. Everyone else ran away.
Oh, I'm aware.
And you lied, so...
I was playing a part. It's like on Broadway.
Music is the way to soothe this savage beast.
Oh, do I have a number for him?
22 to hit? Just barely.
Glad you did that, Matt.
15 on the second one?
15 AC, yeah.
15 AC, shit.
Yeah, so both that.
Okay. Get the ASMR going.
Didn't hear a single thing.
Well, check out the podcast for the ASMR.
Yeah. Oh, no, I heard it. Yeah, yeah.
21 points of damage from both attacks, halved to 11. No, half to 10. Yeah.
All right.
Damn. As these two fists just like sort of collide on either side of you. Like that scene from Hercules when they try and make him squeak. But that is his turn. You can feel like this sort of heat radiating from his hands. Just the primal energies of whatever drug he's taken coursing through his veins.
I'm now bloodied.
Let's blow half, bloodied. Right?
Yes, damn. It's 0.5 below half, so...
No, that's the addition... Oh, I mean,
okay.
So, yes, it is your turn now after he's crushed your...
This is what I call a shot in the dark, all right? I'm going to mimic Brick's voice. I am going to say to him, Brick, this isn't you. Don't forget about Mom. And the whole time I'll be covering my mouth.
Wait, what was this?
That's me just heading for the fucking
bleachers. Oh, your home run. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and make me a persuasion check.
How persuasive am I? I have no clue.
You gotta... That's better than Tay. That's the only thing I know.
Dang it, I keep accidentally swiping on a D&D Beyond.
I'll give you advantage because you are mimicking. Has to do something.
13. 12.
12 total?
Yes. Wait, is that performance or persuasion that I did? Yeah, either way, they're the same thing. Well,
okay. It does give him pause for a second. He says,
wait a minute. I never played baseball.
Yeah, I was lying. I was swinging my fucking... Okay. Swinging with my brick. Sick. 9. No, 10. I forgot I'm barbarian. I will reckless. Oh, okay. Wonderful. 23.
23 does hit.
I'm gonna keep doing that.
Oh, and he's still tethered.
9 damage.
9 damage?
Note that my damage modifier is 7 right now.
Plus 5?
So 3, 2 from raging is 5, plus 2 because I have great weapon master from the new player's handbook.
Are we playing 1D&D over here? Look at this guy.
This was approved was approved. But it doesn't matter. Sean approved it because I can't roll above a 5 on my D12, so.
Yeah. It's better to him have to, you know, roll for attacks than get a flat 10. That'd be crazy. So, that is 9 total, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
He's showing signs of wear and tear.
Wonderful. I will end my turn.
Okay. That'll bring us up to Equivalence.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a couple of rules questions.
I will answer them.
What's currently afflicting Big Beefy Boy?
The tether.
Could that be... not the tether. Sorry, Sean.
Sorry. Not wrong.
Could that be considered, like, poison?
It is for sure considered poison because it was detected by Detect Poison. I can't back out of that even if I wanted to.
Alrighty. if I were to go...
To the Magewood?
Here?
Yeah.
Could that be within touching distance of Big Boy? Or do I need to get, like, right up on him?
No, you're right next to Eamon, so you can definitely get within touch.
Finally, someone joins my...
okay, all right. I think I might, and I just put a very calming hand on Brick.
I imagine.
Oh,
you
are you trying
up.
To duplicate his mother as well?
It's 1 second.
You walk up with this giant hand, like grabbing Eamon with his brick, just going.
Yeah. It's gonna be okay, and I cast lesser restoration on him.
Ooh.
My last second level spell slot.
And that removes poison?
It ends one disease or condition and it can be poisoned, yeah.
Oh, that's so juicy.
Who says you have to have offensive spells? Who says?
I'm shot this guy in the head. I would prefer if you inflicted wounds or something on his shot. Or shoot him with, I don't know, a gun.
I'd like it when people don't die.
Brick, this is you. Remember mom. Fuck.
Go ahead and describe what this looks like.
Yeah. So Evie kind of ran up and then put a hand on this huge, beefy wrist.
And then touched Barrett.
And then touched Barrett.
Oh yeah, that's probably why that didn't work.
I think you see them like touch something in their robes and you can see that it's like a scroll and they are like pulling words of knowledge from it and placing it into their hand, and then it kind of like swirls around, and the like physical incantation of Lesser Restoration takes hold of Barrett.
I picture it's like the whatever, like celestial or old elvish or whatever version of what you were saying, that leftist shit you were talking in the last episode where you're like, I know a clinic you can go to.
yeah. Change starts here. It's okay.
Immediately. You touch this figure, and at this point, they are literally almost burning to the touch. Like, they're still swelling in size at this point, but you can feel there's a heat to them. And as you touch them and these words sort of fill their form, it's almost like a steam just erupts off of their body, out of, like, every pore. and this billowing, like, grayish green clouds of steam just sort of come off this person as they almost deflate and begin to shrink.
A little guy comes out of his nape.
Alien out of his chest.
Like out of, yeah. Got an Attack on Titan.
But actually, he's kind of exactly like Attack on Titan. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. That's great. It's just like a little Barrett comes out and he's like, oh,
yeah, a little
Barrett
comes out of the back. He's got the lines coming out of his face.
Yeah, yeah. He's like little completely like emaciated. He's like, ah, it's all gone. no, but he does return to his slightly less beefed up form, the one you were acquainted with when you first entered that basement.
And the cube.
Yeah, the Minecraft golem shows up. And he almost at this point is like, not necessarily confused. He's like mentally gone right now. He's just sort of like comatose on the ground, motionless, almost no strength to stand, as he has been defeated. Asterisk.
Yeah. I'm going to stay by him and just make sure he doesn't like die.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems fine. I'll pick off pieces of his meat and flesh from my brick. I'll
Yeah, there are, it. I imagine you kept swinging while the steam was coming out.
Oh yeah, it was like he's transforming again.
Okay,
he's getting bigger. okay, and that currently ends the threat, unless someone wants to chase down Cloud and the archers. Grace, not that big of a threat when you know all your team
Could
is
I-
not focused on the giant.
Could I like use my connection and basically like tase him and just knock him prone?
You could.
Like a stun gun.
You could honestly probably move back a little bit and just have the tether pull.
Yeah, I'm just gonna pull so I walk back and have them drown.
He
yeah.
has to go to jail.
Here's what's really cool. You throw the tether like around a corner of the building and use it to like rappel down as it drags him back towards you.
Nice.
I hate this. but he is sort of, as all of you are now not distracted by that thing, he is kind of at your mercy.
I'm gonna immediately, the tether, he's technically restrained in a sense, or like, do I need to restrain
him? He's definitely not restrained, but he's grappled, for lack of a better term.
I have manacles if we want to just arrest him.
That's what I'm saying. You can all basically just get together and just hold him down. It's not that hard.
I'll look at Brick and I'll be, and then Evie, and I'll be like, you have the right to remain silent if you, if you use magic, I'll beat the shit out of you with a brick. What's the rest?
Those are the Miranda rights.
I think we should probably wait until he's like conscious.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's a good
thought.
Yes,
legally, that is what you should do. Stop squirming.
I'm doing it right now. No. You have the right to, I don't know him.
I'm just gonna, and Evie just starts, like, trying to, like, pull this guy. They have no strength. They're like, I think we should probably get him to a bed or something.
Yeah. All right. And I'll grab like his other. I'll grab
Easy,
his like.
It's like
yeah, if I'm it's like, your oh. if you're grabbing his left arm, I'll grab his left leg, and so his right side of his body still dragging across the cobblestone.
There's got to be a better way to do this.
I don't think so. This is how they teach it in EMT school.
Question. Yeah. I mean, with all the gunshots and the fighting going around, do other bastions in the district come to the location we're at?
At a certain point, they do, but what you notice first is that the Avon Corps actually shows up as an emergency response to the sound and size of the issue you've been fighting.
Very, very good.
As you seemingly have the situation under control, dragging Brick, aka Barrett, over towards the building alongside Grace, who you've currently restrained and manacled, you do see two Arakocra figures land on the roof to the opposite side of the building. And it is there that we're going to pause and pick up here next session.